And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And for this hour, we're going to be following a theme with our news. The theme tonight is Senator Gary Peters. United States Senate has passed the Bipartisan National Defense Authorization Act, which includes several measures championed by Senator Gary Peters here from our state of Michigan to strengthen Michigan's role in national defense, support service members, and address PFAS contamination at military sites. The bill now heads to President Trump for his signature. As a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Peters secured new investments benefiting Michigan's military facilities such as Selfridge Air National Guard Base and Camp Grayling. The legislation authorizes runway and taxiway upgrades at Selfridge, funding for the Camp Grayling All-Domain Warfighting Training Complex, and protection of Selfridge's A-10 aircraft from early retirement until new fighter missions arrive. It also advances development of collaborative combat aircraft and establishes a connected vehicle cybersecurity center at Selfridge to counter emerging cyber threats. Peters' provisions extend beyond just infrastructure. The bill directs the Department of Defense to accelerate PFAS cleanup efforts and provide safe drinking water to impacted households near contaminated bases. It also grants states greater flexibility to deploy National Guard and Reserve personnel during emergencies and includes a 3.8% pay raise for service members. Additional measures aim to boost Michigan's defense manufacturing sector, increase cybersecurity across the Department of Defense, and enhance domestic drone and aircraft production. And internationally, the bill supports U.S.-Israel cooperation on counter-drone technologies and anti-tunneling measures. It reinforces operations in the Arctic and blocks foreign adversaries from accessing sensitive American genetic data. Peters said the bill ensures Michigan remains a leader in keeping our nation safe and secure through strategic investments that advance defense readiness, innovation, and environmental safety. And the U.S. Senate has also approved bipartisan legislation from Gary Peters, ranking member of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, aimed at simplifying how disaster survivors apply for federal recovery assistance. The Disaster Assistance Simplification Act directs the Federal Emergency Management Agency, also known as FEMA, to create a single universal application that consolidates aid requests across multiple federal agencies. The move is intended to reduce delays and paperwork burdens for individuals seeking help after hurricanes, floods, wildfires, and other natural disasters. Peter said the measure will make it easier for families to rebuild their lives without facing complicated administrative processes. The bill also includes requirements for federal agencies to ensure shared data meets security and privacy standards. Having cleared the Senate, the legislation now heads to the U.S. House of Representatives for consideration. A bipartisan measure introduced by U.S. Senator Gary Peters to protect Americans' genetic and health data from foreign governments has been approved by the Senate as part of the annual Defense Authorization Bill. The provision prohibits U.S. funding through contracts, grants, or loans to biotechnology firms that are owned or controlled by foreign adversaries, such as the CCP, China's Communist Party, or others if their activities pose a national security threat. It now heads to the president for signature. Peter said the measure will ensure Americans can trust their genetic information remains secure when receiving medical care. The initiative responds to concerns from the U.S. intelligence community about foreign efforts, including by China's BGI group, to obtain genetic data for potential military and economic uses. The legislation also establishes review processes to identify high-risk biotech companies and allows appeals for those designated as security threats while protecting access to medical supplies during public health emergencies, particularly for U.S. service members overseas. And we will be right back with your weather after this brief PSA. This was Tate Servance with your Thumb Broadcasting News. We are